Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 5, Heroes.
So, Chelsea, everybody's really pleased with the progress you've made recently. Oh, my, it's awfully hot in here.
Miss, you don't look well.
Oh, dear me, I don't feel well at all. I feel a bit faint.
Miss, don't move. I'll fetch someone.
You know, Libby, I love social work, but I love working with young people most of all.
Oh, yeah, I know, Claire. I mean, they're challenging, but rewarding. Mm.
Miss Barker.
Case in point, it's young Chelsea.
I think my social worker's sick.
Megan? Sick?
Yeah, really, really, really sick.
How nice of you to say so, Chelsea. You know, it's not often we social workers get compliments, so I'll make sure I pass it on to her.
Hang on, what? She's sick?
Yes, Libby. The kids love nothing more than to subvert language by reversing a word's meaning.
That is very inventive.
I'm telling you, she's sick.
So you said?
She's frothing.
Yes, Chelsea. We think she's frothing too. See, Libby, the important thing with young people is to listen.
Eyes closed?
Yes, eyes closed.
Both eyes closed?
Yes, Gnarly, both eyes closed.
Do you both have both eyes closed?
Yes, all eyes are closed. Can we just get on with this? I have to go to work.
Okay. After three. One, two, three. Open eyes. Well, what do you think? I made it myself. For your wedding.
Good grief.
God.
Thank you. I have been crocheting late into the night ever since you announced your betrothal. Perhaps you noticed that my fingers are bleeding and crusted with swords. Although, strictly speaking, that wasn't the crocheting, that was inserting the bamboo hoops.
So what is it?
Crochet. My village is famous for intricate crochet work. We are the envy of the Balkans. In fact, many brave men lost their lives in the crochet wars of 1920. It's my outfit for your big day.
You wear it?
Well, it's certainly eye-catching.
But, Claire, it is your wedding, and you must tell me if you think this dress is too sexy. After all, I don't want to do Pippa Middleton on you.
Very thoughtful of you, Gnarly.
Good. Well, you must excuse me now. The shoes will not crochet themselves.
Good, she's gone. Brian, over here. Take a look at this.
What is it?
It's our wedding guest list. I've revised it.
Well, who's Prahlad Singh?
Prahlad Singh, you know Prahlad. Lovely chaps, tall, glasses. Where's the turban?
The man who works in the chemist.
Brian, do you know how offensive it is to reduce a person to just their occupation?
Nyoko Muthalazi. Muthalazi. Yodi Olibaju. Jesus.
Jesus.
Raul Ronaldo Nazarene.
Nazareno
Sanchez. Kong Chua. Who any of these people are?
No, Brian, that is because you don't take an interest in the community like I do. I want a wedding that reflects the fabulous cultural diversity in which we live. Look, as you can see, I have invited Mary and Angela after all, because since Kate and May dropped out, we're looking a little bit low on lesbians.
No, we can't invite everybody. We can't afford it.
No, which is why you will find a list of people to uninvite over on the other side.
These are all our friends.
Yeah, I know, but I think it is a sacrifice worth making.
Hold on, they're all my friends. James and Venice, Dave and Linda, Nick and Deborah. Hang on, you made a mistake here. You've put down Gnarly.
No mistake, Brian. Gnarly.
Gnarly wants to go to the wedding more than we do. She's really excited.
But all the more reason for you to tell her as soon as possible. You need to give her time to get over it. Okay, bye.
Claire!
So, Claire, you're telling me that Gnarly crocheted the whole outfit herself. Incredible. Actually, no, it was quite impressive. Mm. Especially the wings. Anyway, best be off.
Oh, no, don't go.
Megan?
Hi, Helen.
Are you feeling better?
Oh, much. I was just tired. I'd been up all night comforting Brenda because her imaginary friend refuses to play with her anymore.
Megan, I was
wondering... Sorry, Helen, I can't stop. Ta-ta.
Ray, come over here for a sec.
I'm busy.
It's important.
Oh, it better be. They're not some spurious excuse to engage me in conversation just so you can put off getting down to work.
Who's your favourite? Take that.
Robbie or Mark? I swing between them. Robbie's cheeky, but Mark has an emotional depth.
Hey, how many times, guys? Do some flaming work.
Look, she made me. I was
put a sock in it, right? Get back to your desk.
Look, Libby...
Have you written up those reports?
Well, I haven't had a chance.
They're over a week late. I'm not telling you again. Get on with it!
Oh, Libby's right. I have to get down to work. Focus, Helen. Stop procrastinating. Procrastination from the Latin procrastination.
So, Brian, you know, I had to send a boy to the headmaster just now for using a rude word.
Yeah, quite right, too.
Here he comes now.
Sorry, sir, but like the headmaster says, he don't know what it means neither.
So, Brian, why are you so miserable?
Oh, Claire has revised our wedding guest list. She's decided that our guests are not culturally diverse enough. I have the incredibly thankless task of telling people we've already invited that they're not invited anymore.
Say no more, Brian. I fully understand, but I give you my word, wherever I am on the day, I'll be raising a glass to you.
No, not you, Simon. You're the best man. You have to be there.
Bugger.
It's Gnarly I'm worried about. She's been axed, and I just don't know how to tell her.
Well, my advice is just to tell her straight, but promise she can come to your next one.
Simon, be serious.
I was.
Okay, team meeting. And I have a letter here from the children's home that I would like to read out. Ray, prepare to blush through your wispy beard, mate. Dear Sparrowhawk Family Centre, a big, big, big thank you to Ray for taking a group of our most deprived 5 and 6-year-olds to the legendary Stamford Bridge to watch the international superstars of Chelsea.
Oh, that's lovely.
They're still discussing their favourites, Lampard or Torres, Cole or Terry. Seriously, these kids have so little that such a special day out will boost their self-worth immeasurably.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm glad to do my bit. Of course, there's bound to be an element of trauma when they grow up and realise it was actually Brentford, but, we'll worry about that when it happens.
Well done, Ray. Next up, I'd like to introduce you to Bradley, who's on student placement with us this term.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Bradley, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, mate?
Well, if you think I have to.
Yes, I think you do.
I'm Bradley Big, and I'm very much looking forward to working with you all. The only thing I ask is that you treat me just like any other student. I don't want special treatment.
And, why would we do that, Bradley?
Just that I enjoy a certain public recognition.
Rest assured, Bradley, you'll be getting no special favours from me, as I have literally never heard of you. Anybody here ever heard of Bradley?
No.
Are
you a presenter on children's television?
No.
Oh, then I wouldn't have done.
Sorry, Bradley, but then again, we don't get out much.
Sorry I'm late. What's with... Bradley Big!
Claire?
It's Bradley Big! It's Bradley Big! It's Pop's tub-thumping troubadour! Bradley Big! Bradley Big! The blue-collar... balladeer. You know, this man reached number 8 in the charts.
Number 1 in Greece and Finland.
And what year was that?
Not sure.
It was 1994, because it was the year that I came to see you play in town at the Corn Exchange. You won't remember that.
I do, actually. Some maniac spent the whole gig screaming at me for being a sellout.
Ah, that was me!
Wow. Well, well, well. Clearly a marriage made in heaven. Claire, you can have Bradley as your student. And, finally, congratulations to Helen, who arrived only 10 minutes late instead of her customary 15 this morning. Can I have a big round of applause, please, for Helen?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Libby. Would now be a good time to put in a holiday request?
Being sarcastic, Helen, I'm actually extremely angry.
Angry at me? I haven't done anything.
Well, exactly. I haven't done anything since I've got here.
I have never been so insulted in all... Ooh, are those hobnobs?
Helen, you have to forget the biscuits, mate. You're skating on very thin ice.
Libby, far be it from me to tell you how to do your job. A job, for your information, Bradley, that should rightly have been mine. But instead of floundering around in a fog of managerial indecision, why don't you address the problem of Helen's disengagement by giving her more responsibility?
I thought you were my friend.
Thank you very much, Claire. As I've already concluded, you need more responsibility, Helen.
I don't, honestly, I really don't. Please don't give me any more responsibility, I'm begging you.
I hereby appoint you health and safety officer.
Health and safety? safety officer.
That's right.
Officer?
Yes.
Do I get a badge?
I don't think so.
What about a uniform?
Helen, please. So, to move on.
Excuse me, Libby.
What is it, Helen?
All four chair legs on the floor, please, Ray. Thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry.
Don't come running to me when you break your back. Carry on, Libby.
Hello, Gnarly. I'm home.
Hello, Brian. How was your day?
Oh, it was... Listen, Gnarly, there's something I need to tell you.
Oh, Brian, I'm so excited. I do so love a wedding. The last wedding I went to... It was so beautiful. I was so overcome by happiness, I ran up the aisle, I kissed both the bride and groom.
Who was getting married?
I have absolutely no idea. But on my day off, I like nothing more than to gatecrash a wedding. Also funerals, christenings, once an exorcism. But weddings, oh, they are really my thing. Brian, what is wrong?
Gnarly, I'm putting off... doing something I really don't want to do.
You know, Brian, in my village, we have an epic poem that concerns a man who keeps putting off doing something he doesn't want to do. It is 132 verses long.
Tell me it.
Come on, cough it up. Cough it up this instant. In the hand. There. And, Megan, don't ever let me catch you putting a pen top in your mouth again.
Sorry.
Carry on.
Ray, you wanted to say something?
Yes, it was just to let you know that I'm taking over as caseworker for the Brewster family. Now, the Brewster family...
Sorry to interrupt, Ray. Can I ask everybody to stand up? And follow me. Left foot bent, wiggle around. Right foot bent, wriggle around. And repeat.
Helen, what are you doing?
Well, your meetings do have a tendency to go on a bit, Libby. And this exercise should help prevent an epidemic of deep-veined thrombosis. And repeat left foot.
Do you know, I was such a fan of yours, Bradley. I had your poster on my wall.
Flattered?
Under Tony Benn.
Less flattered.
Repeat right foot.
But tell me, Bradley, does this mean you've given up on the music?
Nah. You can never give up music. It's inside you.
Yeah.
I'm always writing, composing... taking inspiration from stuff around me.
Guys, it's a team meeting, remember? Okay. Ray, mate, you were saying?
Yeah, now, Mr. Brewster has recently abandoned the family, leaving Mrs. Brewster to look after five children on her own, the eldest of which has learning difficulties.
Learning difficulties. Can't see the wood for the trees. Teachers are to please. I got... Sorry, was there singing?
So, Bradley, your first home visit?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
So am I. To be working alongside one of my heroes.
We can be heroes just for one day.
Do you know what? When I was 15, I was a confused, frightened, furious ball of rage. And my parents watched helplessly as I railed against their lifestyles, I rebelled against their standards, and frankly, defecated on all they held dear. And do you know what they did? They supported me.
Bust.
I know. I was so confused. And then, Bradley, I heard one of your songs.
Let me guess. Donkey Jacket at the Cenotaph.
Yeah, you got it in one. And it was like you put all my teenage angst to music.
Literally millions of young people have written to me saying that song saved their lives.
Oh, well, back to business. Hello, Claire Barker, social worker.
Oh, sorry to take so long. Come on through. Excuse the mess. Since I got out of hospital, I've not had the energy to clean up.
Not at all, Mr. Truman. May I introduce you to my student, Bradley?
Hello.
This is his first home visit.
I know. It must be weird, not to say distracting, having me show up, but... just try and think of me as an average guy.
You are an average guy.
See? Not difficult, is it?
So, Mr. Truman, I think we should use this visit to reassess your needs with a view to creating a completely new care package.
Right. Okay,
so let's start, Bradley.
Won't be a second. Ignore me. I'm just tweeting. There, I'm finished. Carry on.
So you've been through a lot, Mr. Truman.
Yeah.
The surgery that you went through was very...
It was very invasive.
Mm. And a period of convalescence essential if you're going to...
Old man sitting in the shabby room, waiting for...
Bradley.
Singing?
Yep.
Sorry.
And so, my son, I did the thing I didn't want to do. I only did it once, but 9 months later out came you. There. Finished. Of course, it loses something in the translation. For example, in English, there is no word for stuffing a man's head into a bear's anus. But we have over 60. Brian? Brian?
Bravo, Gnarly. That was wonderful. In fact, I enjoyed it so much, I should like to hear it again.
But, Brian, I've told it to you 4 times.
Not in the original Serbian.
Oh, okay. But this time I'm not doing all the movements.
I messed up, Claire. I messed up big time. Sorry.
Don't beat yourself around the head, Bradley. It's your first home visit. But your focus and future must stay firmly upon the client. You can't let your mind keep wandering off like it did.
I promise, Claire, I'll try harder.
Yeah, also that song about the old man sitting in a shabby room.
Yeah.
I think it needs to go up on shabby room.
How do you mean?
Old man sitting in a shabby room. Like, can you hear it?
Old man sitting in a shabby room. Nice.
Yeah. Old man sitting in a shabby room.
Waiting for death. Fighting for breath. Lamb fit for heroes. They gave him a spoon.
Look, can you two let yourselves out? I'm going to go for a lie down.
Man sitting in the shabby room.
You're very jolly this evening.
I am jolly, Brian, because something brilliant happened at work today. I've got a new student, Bradley Big.
Bradley Big? The sanctimonious cod cockney has been lefty singer? Well, it's been a good few years since he stunk up the charts with his pious toss.
I've asked him to sing a song at our wedding.
Brilliant. That's good.
So, how did you get on?
Get on?
Telling Gnarly.
Yeah, well, the thing is that...
Oh, Brian, flaming coward, you haven't done it.
I will.
Well, you better had.
I said to him, I'm flattered, but I'm just not that way inclined. However, your secret is safe with me. And all credit to him, he took that disappointment and channeled it into wake me up before you go-go.
Great. Well, I'm sorry, Bradley, but I just can't hang around.
Go, gay brother. Yo, Megan, how goes it, sister?
Bugger off. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
What?
You were never at Live Aid. I spent 4 hours on YouTube.
I didn't say Wembley. There were Live Aid gigs all over the world that day. I headlined Pontypridd.
Hey, Bradley, how's it going, mate?
Brilliant. I put out a tweet from my first home visit the other day, and suddenly I'm trending big time. Over 3,000 followers, and my blog is receiving so many hits, I can't update it quick enough.
That's brilliant. How's the social work placement going?
Fine.
Oh, Bradley, hi, there you are. Are you ready to fix broken Britain?
Why not? I've just got to make a phone call.
OK, I'll see you outside, Bradley.
Oi, Big! Do you want to fry your brain smaller than it already is? Put that phone, the requisite 3.5 centimetres, away from your ear.
Shouldn't you answer it? It looks like it might be Claire.
All the more reason to ignore it. I'm having nothing to do with her.
Until when?
Until she stops calling me passive-aggressive.
Is something on your mind, Brian?
Well, actually...
I tell you what is on my mind, Brian. Your wonderful wedding. Everybody's so excited about it.
Everyone?
In my village. I have received a letter of thanks to you and Claire signed by all the members of the Trade Council. Zoran the baker, Danko the woodcutter, Marius the shoemaker, Anton the web designer, and Bratislav the cranial osteopath.
Oh. No, please, no.
And look, a special message from the deathbed of my sickly grandmother. She says that my happiness is her happiness. It is only the knowledge of my happiness that keeps her alive. And she says...
Gnarly, shut up!
But I haven't even told you about the wedding cake she has crocheted for you.
No, Gnarly, just stop talking.
Look, I'm sorry, I can't put this off a moment longer. Sit down.
Oh, Brian, I don't like this, Brian. You're looking very serious. And your ears are doing that flapping thing.
That's because I have something serious to tell you about the wedding.
Bradley? Bradley, we have to get a move on. The client's on the 13th floor and the lifts don't work.
This estate, it has a kind of beautiful brutality to it.
How do you think it would look on an album cover? Me in a foreground looking pensive.
What's going on, Bradley? Let's go into the building.
Beautiful brutality.
Go into the building or I will brain you.
Right, yeah, sorry. What time you got?
It's gone 5:30.
Oh, no. Somebody must have tipped off the press that I was coming here.
Listen, I wasn't born yesterday, Bradley. You tipped them off. This is absolutely intolerable behaviour. And I will deal severely with you just as soon as this shoot is over. Hi, guys. Hi, I'm Claire Barker. I'm Bradley's practice teacher. How would you like us? You wanted to see me, Libby?
Indeed I did. Helen, please take a seat.
On a swivel chair? I don't think so, lady. Stan, thank you very much.
Fine. I just wanted to pass on the thanks and appreciation of everybody who works in this office. As health and safety officer, you have been doing sterling work.
Thank you, Libby.
Now stop. Just stop it.
Stop it?
Or at least just ease up a bit. Come on, give us all a break.
Let's pretend you didn't just say that, shall we?
Nobody's getting any work done.
Maybe not, but everybody is safe.
You're obsessed! For crying out loud, Helen, you won't even sit on a swivel chair.
You see a chair, I see a potential death trap.
All right, look, I've made a list of some of your health and safety initiatives. Could you explain the thinking behind them?
Of course.
Megan can't have a gonk on a desk.
A child could swallow it.
Tea must be made with cold water.
Tepid water, not cold. Any liquid over 15 degrees centigrade poses a scalding threat, unless they're prepared to drink it in the designated hot zone, a 2-foot square off-cut of carpet next to the fridge.
Yeah, look, about the fridge.
I know what you're going to say, Libby. I went through all that food in that fridge, and nearly all of it was past its sell-by date.
Oh, so you threw it away?
Sort of.
Ray cannot wear socks with sandals. Why?
Ugly.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll back you on that one.
If you're unhappy with me as health and safety officer, just take the post away from me.
OK, I will.
I'll do it as a hobby.
Oh, this health and safety initiative is getting ridiculous.
Don't care what Helen says. I'm not the only one in polyester. Why should I spray my blouse with FireGuard?
No, here she comes.
Hello, Ray, Megan. I want to give you one of these each.
What is it?
It's a memo on some health and safety issues.
Put it in an email, Helen.
No, Ray, because I know what happens when I put things in an email. You immediately delete them unread. So I've printed the memo out on good, old-fashioned, physically substantial paper. Here, take it.
No, thank you.
Take the damn memo.
No.
Take it.
Well, I'm fresh out of kitchen towels. I've gone through 15 rolls. Megan, can you mop up over here a bit?
I'm going to have to get a fresh bucket of water.
Well, I've just got off the phone from the hospital, and it's good news. It didn't go all the way through to the bone, so they'll be able to save Ray's arm.
Jeez, that was one hell of a paper cut.
Blood come from?
It's Ray's.
It's Ray's? There's gallons all over the floor.
Libby, I'm going to have to use your office.
Come in, Bradley. Take a seat.
Thanks.
You OK?
I think so. The damn chair just swiveled out from underneath me.
You need to sit down a bit more gently.
OK. Got it.
Right, Bradley. I am absolutely furious at that trick you pulled back there. Do you want to explain?
Bradley's...
Without singing!
I can't tell you how sorry I am, Claire. Thing is, I was famous once. But one day, I was in a cafe when my eyes met those of the man sitting opposite. And do you know what I saw in them? Nothing. No recognition of who I was. None. I could have been anybody off the street to him.
But you can't be known to everyone.
He was my agent. So I decided to become a social worker with the best of intentions. But I found that becoming a social worker suddenly gave this fantastic boost to my left-wing credibility, and people became interested in me again.
OK, we all know Fame is seductive. I was actually once featured in Community Care magazine. Here is what I suggest. You promise me that you won't do it again, and we will forget all about it.
No, it's not that simple, Claire. Thing is, I've decided to drop out of the social work course. I've been approached to do a tour. Well, cruise ship, to be exact. I'll be part of a pop nostalgia package comprising what's left of successful bands. Kajagoogoo without Lamar. The Ants without Adam. The Glitter Band.
Without?
Well, obviously.
Right, well, fine. OK, Bradley, you abandon the social work course and you go swanning off on your round-the-world cruise.
Actually, we never leave Southampton. The cruise is tailored towards seasickness sufferers.
Even so, I am so disappointed in you. And not for the first time. You sold out in 1994 when you duetted with Anita Harris, and you've sold out again now.
But the good news is that I'll still be able to perform at your wedding.
You'll perform a duet with me?
No.
Oh, well, sod off then. Hi, everybody, I'm home. Brian, I've changed my mind about Bradley coming to the wedding. He's too self-obsessed.
Hello, Claire.
Gnarly. Has Brian spoken to you about the wedding?
He has, Claire. It was a shock. I'm still recovering.
Well, Gnarly, what can I say?
A bridesmaid! Me! Bridesmaid! Thank you, Claire. Thank you.
It's okay, Gnarly. It's okay. You're very, very welcome. You'll make a fabulous bridesmaid.
Oh my God, oh my God! My dress is not suitable for bridesmaid. I must crochet it in peach. I go. Brian!
I know. I was too soft-hearted to go through with it. But I'm on the phone now, putting everything right, uninviting someone else in her place.
Well, you better had.
Yes? Yes, I'm still here. I was just talking to Claire. Listen, Mum, it's about the wedding. You've been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Nina Conti, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck, Andrew Wincott, Sarah Kendall, and Victoria Innes Hardy. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.